Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day. And thank you, Lord, that we can give, when we give you the Godhead, what is due to you, everything comes together. So thanks. Thank you, Lord, that we can again acknowledge you and you can establish our thoughts and make our path straight. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 22 from verse 15 to 22. Then the Pharisees met together to find a way to trap Jesus in his words, and they sent their disciples, along with the supporters of Herod, to him. Teacher, they said, we know that you are genuine and that you teach God's way as it really is. We know that you are not swayed by people's opinions because you don't show favoritism. So tell us what you think. Does the law allow people to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Knowing their evil motives, Jesus replied, why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used to pay the tax. And they brought him a denarius. Whose image and inscription is this? He asked. Caesar's, they replied. Then he said, well, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. When they heard this, they were astonished, and they departed.
Yeah, hallelujah. You know, in reading this, we many times just see the relevance of paying your taxes, giving to Caesar what is Caesar's. But when we think more on this, there is so much more when you give to God what belongs to God. Because when you see that perspective and Caesar's not like the main focus, but God is, then it's so beautiful because then everything comes into place that needs to be in place. I mean, just thinking about it, if they'd put God first and they might have spoken to him about must we pay taxes, you get the wonderful picture of Jesus where Jesus speaks to Peter and tells him, does the king's children, the king's family pay tax? Or just the citizens of the kingdom? And then he says, no, just the citizens of the kingdom. And then Jesus says, yes, that's right. But so that we win their favor, so that we be good examples, go catch a fish and you'll find money there and then you can pay the taxes. So this is beautiful just seeing here in this that we don't pay taxes because of we got a legal right in the throne room. We pay taxes just to represent the kingdom, become all things to all men so as to win them, because we've already got in the kingdom and therefore we have the kingdom and everything belongs to us as co-heirs with Christ of God. So it's the attitude of love and consideration and acknowledging others so as to bring them to the kingdom and to the God quality of life. So see the wonderfulness of when you put God first and when you give to God what is God's, you see so much more. And then also giving to God what is God's, we see, I mean, where does Caesar come from? Where does the money come from? Everything is made by God. So there you see the relevance of praying for government. And how do you pray for government? Some of us just think, oh, bless you, let it go nice with them. No, you pray, your will be done, Father, just as we pray for ourselves. Lord, thank you that you put us into the right place. Thank you also in government, you put the people that aren't supposed to be there out. And thank you, you bring the right people in there that they be a benefit. And thank you, Lord, yes, save them, help them, let them come to their Lord, let them come to their senses. And then with finances as well, thank you, Lord, everything belongs to you. So thank you, Lord, that you help us in that way as well. And even the making of the coins and the designs, creativity, everything comes from God. So it's so wonderful to know, you know, when we put God first, everything comes together. We see the world as we should. We see people as we should. And then most of all, yeah, we find ourselves. We see ourselves as we should. as children of the living God, co-heirs with Jesus of God. And then the wonderful thing that these Pharisees and the scribes and these people, Antichrist people, didn't see and couldn't enter into, we see the kingdom realities, the goodness of God that is here, that has changed everything, and we can press on into it and be a wonderful fragrance of the kingdom, the King, and our wonderful family. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.